WTAW News Time, 7:05. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Residents of Bryan's Northside returned to the city council to ask for improvements.
Larry Gilbert says he's been asking for the same thing since 2007.
Martin Luther King, Schuylkill Park, St. Thomas Pool. 8 years back, let us know, where are we at on the list? Is it any kind of way we could get moved up on the priority list?
City Manager Keene Register told the council to expect the latest list of capital improvement and parks projects at one of the next two meetings.
It goes over the $52 million we have in CIP, the $165 million that was added to the five-year CIP.
Yeah.
We're going to have to come up with what we're going to do with that. There's a fairly large delta there.
Register told Councilman Mike Sutherland he's waiting for a consultant's findings on what it'll take to fix all four city pools.
We'll call a consultant tomorrow and see if there's anything we can do to hurry him up. Certainly don't mind doing that.
Well, could we do that by the last meeting in February? Could just do
We get the report back? Okay. That next council meeting, we'll have it on the agenda.
Last August, the council told Northside residents repairs would be made to all the city pools. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Changes are coming to the free shuttle bus service, getting Texas A&M football fans on and off campus. Tim Lomax of the A&M Transportation Institute told the Bryan City Council that Post Oak Mall has ended its agreement with A&M Transportation Services.
Post Oak Mall, we were parking something like 2,000 or 2,500 cars on there. 3,500, 4,000 space lot. We were pretty well consuming all of their parking space.
Lomax says that opens the door to shuttle service between Kyle Field and downtown Bryan's parking garage.
I think downtown Bryan provides us not only with a good, sizable parking garage, but also a different a look and feel, a different set of amenities than Post Oak Mall would give us.
Lomax says they're looking at finalizing two new locations for the Get to the Grid service by May in order to start publicizing the change. Brazos County commissioners have unanimously approved closing two railroad crossings near Welborn. Not many attended yesterday's meeting, and no one spoke when given the opportunity. Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman represents the district where crossings at Straub and Wade Roads will be closed, as requested by Union Pacific.
It would divert a lot of traffic if Straub were closed. South Dowling is a problem, a big problem, and I've pointed that out to the public. That's in the city limits of College Station, and I keep emphasizing that point.
UP will build a new crossing at Greens Prairie Trail, and TxDOT has pledged support to improve the intersection of Greens Prairie Trail and Welborn Road. A BTU phone scam first reported last May has resurfaced over the weekend. Accounts manager Mike Connor says the fraudulent callers are asking customers to quickly render payment or services will be disconnected.
First of all, we never call residential customers. We will call commercial customers, but that would only be during normal business hours.
Connor says the bogus calls are typically coming after business hours, and about six people have reported the attempted scam since Friday. If you receive a call that you suspect is a phone scam, contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 40 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwirneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
As a former two-sport college athlete, I know what I'm supposed to do to get in shape. I just don't have the gumption sometimes to do it. Not to mention getting bored with just, air quotes, working out. Well, I've remedied both of those situations. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Let me tell you about my friends at Brazos Valley MMA. It works. I'm down over 20 pounds now in two full pant sizes. Matt is my personal trainer. We meet three times a week. We work together to figure out what I want to accomplish and how best to get there. You can join a gym this year and have money come out of your account each month, or you can get a personal trainer at BVMMA and actually get results. Personal training gives you accountability and personalized fitness specifically for your body and personality. I've had more fun, yes, actual fun, working out with Matt than I ever have going to your stock and standard gym. No membership fee, don't have to be a member of BVMMA to do personal training. When you start with Brazos Valley MMA, your first session, including a 30-minute fitness consultation and diet assessment with certified personal trainer, my buddy Matt, is taken care of. And for the month of January only, your first session is completely free. To find out more, go to BVMMA.com.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
Good morning. It's 7-11 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Cloudy and cold for today with temperatures up to 40 to 45 this afternoon. Cloudy tonight, lows near 35. It'll become mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. That will lead to milder temperatures. Highs tomorrow afternoon between 50 and 55. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will be somewhere between 30 and 35. It'll be sunny during the day on Friday. Highs Friday afternoon between 50 and 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Coming up in just a shake, we'll visit with Fight Texas Aggie basketball as they played last night against Mississippi State. Dallas Cowboys coaches get a pair of contracts, NHL and NBA, along with a whole lot more. Coming up in sports, we'll do it for you about 7:50.
All right, here you go. So it's second-generation audio. It's not my original audio file that I had of this. But, you know, Mitt Romney wants to run again, or excuse me, he's at least letting it be known he might be interested. Here we go. This is Mitt Romney after he had announced that he was running for president of the United States.
A little history. I was born and raised here. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes. There's something very special here. The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan. I love cars.
Really? Okay. That's the reason to elect a man president. You like pie?
I love lamb.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, if he had said,
I like pie. You like pie too?
I mean, would that have made the difference? Not sure. Ask U.S. Americans why they vote for somebody, right? I guess not a quarter goes by that we don't at least hear about somebody seeing the picture of Jesus and French toast, right? Or, you know, Mother Teresa in a cinnamon bun. Well, apparently now from the other side of the ledger, a McDonald's customer claims that his strawberry sundae came with demons.
It's a stupid picture.
The unidentified Twitter user posted a picture of the dessert with the caption, "I ordered a sundae, but instead they gave me the souls of the damned." Did I have to pay extra for this? A demonic likeness was caused, if you want to see it that way, as strawberry syrup forming random shapes on the side of the cup of this little thing that he had.
That's pretty terrifying.
Yeah, really?
It's not. It looks like a weird skull.
Terrifying. Well, wait there. Okay. See? There. At least you know what a skull looks like. We're not even sure what Jesus looks like, but when we see this, we're oh, that's Jesus. Really? No kidding.
It's not on toast, though, so I think we're still okay in terms of apocalypse.
Okay, good. Gluten-free pizza. Is that self-defeating? I mean,
yes.
I've had some gluten stuff, you know, some gluten-free stuff, and it's tasty, but, I mean,
some of it is.
Well, I mean, yeah, and then some of it's cardboard, but it's just fine. But anyhow, you can now take shelter under the famous red roof of Pizza Hut. They announced yesterday that beginning on January the 26th, they'll be rolling out gluten-free pizza dough. The chain will sell the gluten-free pizzas at approximately 2,400 of its 6,000 restaurants nationwide. The 10-inch pizzas will start at $9.99. The chain is partnering with Udi's Gluten-Free Foods to ensure the pizzas will be entirely gluten-free. It means that everything, not just the crust, but the sauce and the pepperoni too, will be kept in a designated gluten-free kit inside each restaurant. Why don't they just pour all the stuff on the cardboard box? Wouldn't it taste about the same?
About.
Hello?
Hey, did the devil make him eat it?
Yeah, really. I don't know. Did he eat it? I'm not sure if he did. I don't know if he ate the little frozen treat.
Sinfully delicious.
Yeah. And now, we talk about gluten and all that stuff, which is, you know, if you want to go, excuse me, a lot of people have to go gluten-free. I understand that. Some people choose to go gluten-free. That's okay, too. And so those food choices that you make, you ought to be able to just make of your own volition. You shouldn't have to feel that in some way you're forced to do that. Andrew Campbell started the new year by sharing the day-to-day events of the dairy farm that he has in Ontario. And he had 13,000 followers on Twitter. Then the hijackers moved in, outraged by his project. Andrew's project was to share the positive news from his agricultural operation and to teach what life is like in agriculture. Vegan groups from around the world and individuals opposed to the livestock industry moved in to swamp his Twitter postings that use the hashtag Farm365. Along with the Twitter messages decrying the use of animals as food, there was a steady stream of photos of dead livestock and animals being put down. Campbell said he and others have decided it's not worth trying to engage in a debate. Yes, you have the right to be offended.
What is the old, when you argue with a fool, you become a fool or something like
that? Hello?
Yes, I saw the other day that they have gluten-free dog treats.
Gluten-free what kind of treats?
Dog treats.
Thank you so much.
Can't live without Fido.
Can dogs get celiacs? I mean, I have no idea. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I was talking to one of the guys down the hall. Said that his kiddo goes to daycare. His child can't have a peanut butter sandwich because there might be someone at daycare that day who has the allergy and could go into anaphylactic shock. And Tom Turbeville and I had this discussion that got heated a little bit at that point. And it went on for about a week. I mean,
bitter much?
No, but it was just, we were just on different sides of the issue. He believed that that was the proper thing to do to make sure that no children should be able to have peanut butter sandwiches because there might be one child that had the allergy to peanuts. And we've done all that on the airlines. Remember they did that and they quit doing peanuts? Okay. All right. If Andrew Campbell can be pleased and excited about his job in agriculture, does his life have to be ruined by people who believe differently? I mean, we're not going to get along, okay, but you don't have to try to ruin somebody's life because of that. And again, there are a lot of kids who like peanut butter. Seems like they ought to be able to have some of that. But again, I don't know. I'm not sure.
And much like your dog, you can use that to keep him occupied for a little while.
It's true. And does your dog, you know, does your dog have, look, a dog doesn't care that snacks are gluten-free, believe me.
No, he'll throw up on your carpet just the same.
I mean, if you consider, you've seen what dogs will eat, right?
Yes.
I mean, they will, and you don't understand why. And I've asked my vet, why do dogs eat that? Because they know what it is. So, two things, you know, is if they'll eat that, then obviously gluten-free is not going to be a problem. And if you see your dog eating that, make sure he doesn't lick your face afterwards.
But other than that, I'll just say
7:19.
There's a breakfast picture.
I'm just wanting to say, you know, that is basically the truth of the matter. So here you go, techie boy. You'll like this. Mm-hmm. Some Queenslanders, that's over in Australia, got a firsthand experience with daylight saving time yesterday morning due to a technical glitch
by their cellular phone provider.
Oh, no.
Those in southern Queensland woke up an hour earlier than expected due to the clocks on their mobile phones moving an hour forward.
Oop.
Yeah. Many residents used the spare hour to get on Twitter and complain about the early rise and the horrible impact that that has on their lives. Oh, so we're not the only ones that are self-absorbed. It happens over there, too, huh? Daylight saving time observed in Australia, New South Wales, Victoria, and South Australia, and Tasmania, and also the Capital Territory, where the clocks are moved forward an hour in the warmer months, but not in Queensland and in Western Australia and the Northern Territory. But I guess because they, well, so I guess they do it by GPS. They don't do it by the area codes. So they would do it by GPS and know that the phone is there. Nonetheless, your phone doing you in. How would you like that?
Well, I noticed at the beginning of the year that I saw two, and I had never seen this before, but two examples where an automatic date, I think they were expiration dates in both cases, it said December 32nd, 2014.
What? What? On where did you see that?
Well, a carton of eggs.
Really? One,
yeah. And then something else. But I had never seen that before, a brand new day.
Yeah. Well, go. You've got a free day. Go live it. Yeah.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A+ rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. John Allen here to tell you about our Allen Honda VIP program. Allen Honda has been happily serving the Brazos Valley since 1975, and our goal is to provide each customer with the best car buying experience possible. Purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle at Allen Honda and become an Allen Honda VIP customer. 3 years free maintenance, free oil and filter changes, free front end alignment, car washes, and a coupon book for great discounts on accessories and services. Come by or go online today. Allen's got your Honda.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
May I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home. It's called Power Swabs.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, and if you want to whiten your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. Just swab your teeth and you're done. Try Power Swabs risk-free by calling 1-800-663-1502. That's 1-800-663-1502. 1-800-663-1502.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting Fibermax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe, put it right there. Yep, right there.
Sorry about that. Fibermax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. Fibermax for quality and yield. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Good morning. It's 7:23, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We panic a little bit when we can't get to that ringing phone.
I'd agree with that.
Researchers did a study to see if iPhone users had trouble parting with their phones. And the way they went about it is at the University of Missouri. The way they did it, it was pretty slick. The researchers ask iPhone users to sit at a computer cubicle in their lab. The researchers told the participants that the purpose of the experiment was to test the reliability of this new wireless blood pressure cuff they had. So the participants completed a word search puzzle with their iPhone in their possession. Next, and while in possession of their iPhones, the participants were informed that the iPhones were causing some sort of a Bluetooth interference with this wireless blood pressure cuff. And so what they needed to do was they needed to put the phone farther away in the room so that they could finish the experiment and they could get a good reading. So the researchers then give the participants this second word search puzzle, and while working on that puzzle, the researchers called the participant's phone that's now across the room. Well, after the phone finished ringing, researchers collected the blood pressure and heart rate responses, and participants reported that the levels of anxiety and how unpleasant or pleasant they felt during that second word search puzzle. Researchers found a significant increase in anxiety, in heart rate, and in blood pressure levels, and a significant decrease in being able to complete the puzzle successfully because they had been separated from their phones. Ha. Hey, think about it. I mean, I don't know how many rings it takes before it goes to voicemail, you know, and I don't know what kind of little tune that you have playing on your phone, but, you know, do you? If you're in a situation where you can't get to the point where you answer your phone right away, get a little bit tense, do you?
Yes.
Heart rate go up a little bit?
Absolutely. And I don't know if it stems from some of my dad's medical problems.
That could be. Now, yeah, but that's a really serious situation. Yeah. I mean, that is completely different from...
But I get like that when the phone rings, period.
Yeah.
Just because of that. Okay. Every time it rings, it's kind of one of those cringe, oh, God.
Well, we've always known, though, when the phone rings at a certain time...
Yes.
...that's gonna happen. But now, as more and more as we get connected, and they didn't, you know, in this story, they didn't give the ages of the people who were in the tests segment, but... Yeah, nonetheless, as we continue to be connected, we need to be connected.
Always.
Yeah. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Nobody beats Norma G. Tractor. Here's our forecast. Sorry, do have the clouds for one more day. Chance, fingers crossed, that we'll start to see the sun tomorrow. We do know that that is going to happen for the weekend. But at least today, we're looking at 44 for a high temperature, 36 for a low, and a chance of drizzle this morning and also later on today. Clouds tomorrow will be decreasing. 54 will be our high. 33 will be the low. Then the sunshine on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be up around 60. But currently, the winds are out of the north at 9, 77% relative humidity. We have overcast skies. The chill factor is 34. The air temperature is 40 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Guy named Daniel Donovan's the DA for Staten Island, one of New York's five boroughs. He handled the Eric Garner police chokehold case. Now, Donovan announced that he's going to run for Congress for the seat vacated by Republican Michael Grimm. After the Staten Island Republican Party endorsed him, Donovan said he hopes Democrats will not make the Eric Garner case an issue during the campaign. On local radio, he said, "I would hope that they would respect the fact that there was a man who died, a mother who lost her son, and there's a wife who lost her husband and some children who lost their dad." Donovan also addressed the grand jury decision not to indict the police. The jurors sat for 9 weeks. "They're the only people who heard all the evidence. I think we should respect their decision," he said. Mr. Donovan, when have Democrats ever respected anything concerning any Republican opponent? The Eric Garner case won't be an issue against you. It's going to be the only issue. You're in Al Sharpton's backyard, my friend. He doesn't even have to get on a plane to preside over a sustained protest against you. And in addition to the ever-present New York race baiters, you'll have all kinds of lefty wannabes eager to join the fray. Some NBA players might even show up wearing "I can't breathe" T-shirts. Now, this is not to say you can't win, Mr. Donovan. Staten Island's solidly Republican. But you better realize who you're up against. You've just asked them to come after you.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I needed a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant Credit.
Avant Credit was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant Credit can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and checking your rate with Avant Credit has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant Credit will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7575 at checkout. That's www.avant.com. WebBank.com, promo code 7575.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, equal housing lender, and by affiliates of Avant Credit Corporation. California loans offered by Avant Credit will be made under financial lenders license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 5 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting included an exchange over the performance of the police department.
In the end, the council agreed to meet with the police chief on an individual basis. That's after Mayor Jason Byinski challenged Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena about why they added to the agenda a request to learn how the PD would handle situations similar to what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, along with riots and terrorist attacks.
Gentlemen, have y'all lost faith in our police department and our police chief? When I read this, I feel like you've lost faith in Chief Buskey. You've lost faith in these officers here that are here to protect us. You're actually putting them at risk.
Sutherland and Pena both said they have not lost faith in Chief Eric Buskey.
This is not micromanaging. This is us learning what's going on in our town so we can relate it to our citizens.
It's never my own agenda. I always have the citizens. I have a town meeting every month, Mayor. And these are some of the issues that come out of that.
They also want to know what's being done to recruit more minority officers, the department's discipline policy, and what's being done to acquire body cameras, which the chief told the council they're working on a recommendation for cameras. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For 10 years, Texas A&M football fans have been able to get free parking and a free ride to Kyle Field. This fall, those wanting to get to the grid service will have to park in a new location.
We were so successful that Post Oak Mall invited us to not come back next year. So we are now looking for another park and ride lot location.
Tim Lomax of the A&M Transportation Institute told the Bryan City Council they're interested in using the downtown garage that's operated by the Brazos Transit District.
But I think we're looking for two spaces that are somewhere in that same 2,2500 space size.
Councilman Rafael Pena, who asked Lomax why the garage wasn't used last season, supported the city subsidizing free parking.
I feel like that's going to be a good thing to all the downtown merchants. I'm not against paying for that parking at the garage if it gets them a route to there.
Lomax says more than half the spaces at the mall were used by those taking the shuttle. Union Pacific Railroad's request to close two crossings south of Welburn has been approved by Brazos County Commissioners. County Judge Dwayne Peters repeated, if the crossings at Wade and Straub aren't closed, UP won't build a new crossing at Greens Prairie Trail.
That will force the traffic to go to South Dowling or to Rock Prairie or maybe even further north.
Commissioners saw few in the audience and none spoke before the unanimous vote. Lloyd Wasserman, who represents the district where this is taking place, was the only other speaker.
We're not closing any roads. I've had people say, well, I'll have no way out. We're not closing roads. We're closing crossings. The proposal that we're looking at today is, in my mind, the best thing that we can do for the residents that live in South Brazos County west of Union Pacific Railroad tracks.
The next step for the county is acquiring the rights of way to extend Greens Prairie Trail from Welburn to IGN. After the new crossing opens, then UP can close the others. The railroad has not announced when construction will begin on a side rail affecting that area. Voters in Grimes, Washington, Burleson, and the remaining counties that are part of Texas House District 13 will deal with the runoff. That's after none of the four candidates received a majority to succeed Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham, who is now a state senator finishing the term of Glenn Hagar, who was elected state controller last November. Two Republicans combined for just over three-quarters of the vote in yesterday's special election. Austin County Judge Cindy Bilski received 43%, and Caldwell attorney Leighton Schubert captured 33%. On the first day of the state legislative session, House Speaker Joe Strauss overwhelmingly won a fourth term in the leadership job following the first contested race for the post since 1975. Strauss defeated Scott Turner of Frisco by a margin of 127-19. Among those voting for Strauss were Brazos County Representatives John Rainey and Kyle Cassell. Phone scammers are targeting BTU customers again. Accounts manager Mike Connor says this phone scam is much like the one reported last May.
They're just calling and telling they're from BTU, and they're saying that if you don't pay within 2 hours, you're going to get disconnected, and it's always after hours.
Connor says BTU never calls residential customers, and when they do call commercial customers, it's always during regular business hours. He says six people have reported the scam since last week. If you receive a suspicious call, you can check the validity by contacting BTU or the Bryan Police Department. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 40 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month,